Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I am coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today. Are you ready to learn, put into action, and reap the results of laser-focused ideas, knowledge, and values for your business? Well, now it is time for us to hear from Don and learn what is this stupidest sales advice ever he's going to teach us not to fall for. So please join me as we welcome Don Cooper, the sales heretic, to the radio show today. How are you doing today, Don?
Terrific, Michelle. How are you?
I'm excited. We're getting cooler temperatures, and you know what that means to me in my heart.
I know what it means to Houston, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you've really been intriguing everybody with the sales advice tweets we're sending out, and it's in the post, and I'm just really kind of sitting over here on pins and needles wondering what you're going to share with us today.
Oh, some sales advice is fantastic, some advice is pretty good, and some is downright awful. And there's one piece of sales advice in particular that has been a thorn in my side for as long as I can remember. And it's one that most people have heard, and if you follow this advice, it will actually hurt your sales. That advice is known as ABC, always be closing. It has been used in sales training for decades. It's even been featured in movies like Glengarry Glen Ross. And the idea seems attractive on its face. If closing is the ultimate goal, then you should be making an effort to close the whole time you're interacting with the prospect. Here's the problem with that. Closing is a specific action that you're taking to influence the buyer to buy right then. If we try to get the buyer to buy before they are ready, that creates conflict, and that weakens the trust that we're trying to build with our prospect. When a buyer is talking with us, they're interested in buying, but they aren't ready to buy quite yet. And the single most powerful influencing factor in a prospect's decision of whether or not to buy is confidence. Do they have sufficient confidence in you, your company, your product, your service? And everything you do, everything your company does, either increases that confidence or reduces it. When you do things well, like ask good questions and you listen effectively to the answers, and you find answers to the questions they have that you don't know, or you provide them information, or you share a joke, or you take them out to dinner, all these things build confidence. When you try to get them to buy before they're ready to buy, though, that weakens confidence. And the message that the prospect receives is all you care about is getting their money. And too many salespeople fall into this trap. They try to close before the buyer is ready. Buyer retreats. And the trust that they worked so hard to build has been shattered. So the key with closing is knowing that you don't want to do it all the time. You really only want to close when the prospect is ready to buy. How do you know that? Watch and listen very carefully to their buying signals. Throughout the buying process, your prospect will give you all kinds of buying signals, smiling, head nodding, touching the product, looking through your materials, laughing, saying yes, asking questions, making objections. Objections are buying signals. So watch and listen very carefully for these signals. And what you're looking for is a specific type of buying signal that indicates to you the buyer is done with their process. And what screws up so many salespeople is that the most common buying signal is one we don't even recognize. Silence. we are so uncomfortable with silence, we feel the need to fill it. So we don't recognize that silence for what it is, a huge buying signal. So watch and listen very carefully. And when your buyer gives you signal to indicate that they are done with their process, that they've got their questions answered, that they don't have any more concerns, that's when you make the effort to close. So don't always be closing. Close when the buyer wants you to close. Do that, and your sales will go up.
John, as I was listening to you, I was thinking to myself how many times I've been in a situation where someone's tried to push me into a sale before I was ready, and you are so right. I almost bring down the iron gate when they do that.
Precisely. And you're like most people. The vast majority of people are like that. They will walk away when a seller tries to close too soon. That's why always be closing is the stupidest sales advice ever.
Well, Don, thank you so much for being such a wonderful resource. I know listeners have just been loving you for the past 3 years, and I have to say it's kind of hard to believe we're in our fifth year.
Congratulations, Michelle. That's awesome.